ladies and gentlemen, my fingers are getting a little chilly. This is Sea Change 2022. I'm Tegan.
Pearl.
Catherine.
And Abby.
Yeah, Abby's at the helm right now. Abby, could you give us a summary of what we're seeing on the lake?
So we're looking at the North Shore, and we've got the mainsail up as well as the jib. The Sawtooth Mountains are behind us, and it's so beautiful. It's really calm. We're going about 2.5 knots. And the water temperature is about 33 degrees with the air temperature just above that.
Yeah, so when we came on this boat, I think we all expected to bond as a crew, but we didn't expect to bond as a band too. We have a lot of really musical people here, two fillers, a penny whistle player, we got a harmonica, and a lot of singing voices. So we've been having a lot of fun making music. One of the things we usually talk to schools about is invasive species in the lake. So that's one of our main talking points. And the other day we were sailing along and Mark was telling us a story about how sea lamprey got into the upper Great Lakes. And it inspired us to write a song about that. And we want to play that for you today. So here it goes.
There were 39 locks in the Erie Canal, and the lamprey climbed them all. But they couldn't get into our great big lake because of Niagara Falls. In 1829, we built the Welland Canal to get business big ships through. We built 7 locks in all. The big ships were too wide, the locks simply wouldn't do. But the lampreys, they are small, and they easily swam through. They are small with lots of teeth and look an awful lot like eels. And they munch on our lake trout for their each and every meal. They went through 39 locks and then 7 more. That's how they reached our shore. But we can keep our boats drained, clean, and dry. Invasive species no more. Invasive species no more.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to keep your boats drained, clean, and dry, everyone.